也很惊喜看到这么多的弟兄姊妹在现场，我们同心来敬拜。
Very good morning to you, brothers and sisters, and we're very pleasantly surprised to see so many of you here.
大家知道今天是我们教会历史上一个很特别的日子。
So we know that this today is a very special day for the history of our church.
当然下个礼拜天也是。
And of course, the next Sunday also.
今天我们有职堂差派礼。
Today we have a commission for church plant.
所以我们今天的program, 我们的程序也会有所不同。
So today we will have a different flow for our program.
等一下我们会有圣餐。
Later on we will have the Holy Communion.
我们的圣餐和差派礼是在讲道的过程当中。
And we will have the commission ceremony in between.
所以等一下今天仆人我传讲的信息会分成两个部分。
So later on, when I give you the message or the sermon, it's going to be in two parts.
如果大家觉得这样的程序好，把一切荣耀归给主。
So if you think that this flow is good, all glory to God.
如果大家觉得这个程序不好，我们就 blame 黄长老。
If you think that this is an inadequate flow, we will blame elderly.
因为他建议说，你可以把这个信息分成两半。
Because he said that, well, he's the one who suggested that you could split the sermon into two parts.
今天是应该我们非常喜乐的日子。首先，我们先来一起聆听思想我们的诗班献诗。今天有两首献诗的第一首。
So today it is a joyous day, and let us now spend some time to take in and enjoy one of the two songs that the choir is going to present.
神是我们唯一的爱慕。
That the Lord God is our only adoration.
Thank you.
每个礼拜天下午他们都会通过网络用来做排练。
They have labored hard and they have met every Sunday over Zoom for practice.
那么这支我们的职堂将要有差派礼和第一次的聚会。
And when they know that we're going to have this commission ceremony for the church plant team,
示范的弟兄姊妹们他们就特别有负担要在我们这个特别的聚会当中来献诗。
It's impressed upon them that they want to dedicate songs during the ceremony.
他们已经来教会也练过。
So they've come together here, at CCMC to practice.
因为社交距离的缘故。
But also because of the need for social distancing.
昨天上午他们又来到教会。
They came yesterday.
把前面几排椅子都要撤掉。
They have to remove the few front rows of the chairs.
在这里排开。
And then they have to spread out.
反复的练习录像。
To practice and to record the video.
我们的音像的同工也是不辞辛劳的，一次又一次来一同来排练。
And we see that the coworkers from the AV team.They too have come together laboriously.
我们职堂的施工是整个教会的施工。
The church plant is a whole church mission.
我们也感谢神，到了十一月份的时候。
We thank the Lord that now it is in November.
疫情好像还很肆虐的时候。
And though we do see that the pandemic is still raging.
我们终于即将要开始。我们职堂的聚会。
But we, at the same time, we see that we are able to begin the church plant.
今天我们将一同来思想一段经文和一个题目。
Today we are going to ponder over a particular passage as well as a theme.
这段经文大家应该熟悉，今天的题目弟兄姊妹肯定也不陌生。
You may be familiar with this passage, and I'm sure that you are also familiar with the title.
考一考大家。
So I'm going to give you a little test.
我们教会今年的主题是什么？
What is our our annual theme?
开卷考试。
Well, this is now open book.
我们一同来共读主的话语。
Let us now read the Lord's word.
我们可以投影接上了吗？好的，弟兄姊妹们，请起立。
Brothers and sisters, may you rise.
我们同心恭读主的话语，先是中文，然后是英文。
Let us now read the Lord's words first in Chinese and then in English.
请约翰福音四章三十五到三十六节，你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看。庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。John chapter 4, verse 35 to 36. Do you now say, there are still 4 months, and then comes to the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields.For they are already white for harvest, and he who reaps receives wages, and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
愿神祝福攻读他话语的人。
May the Lord bless those who read his word.
今天我们正道的题目叫庄稼熟了。
The title of the sermon today is The Fields are White for Harvest.
我们知道我们进入到十一月份就进入了感恩的季节。
We know that whenever we enter into the month of November, we enter into the season of Thanksgiving.
每年的十一、十二月份是很多弟兄姊妹都非常喜欢的一个季节，感恩圣诞。
So November and December are 2 months that brothers and sisters are very favorable toward. We have Thanksgiving as well as Christmas.
向神献上赞美，普世欢腾。
It's the time that we lift up our Thanksgiving to our Lord. It's the time when the world comes together and celebrate.
但是今年的感恩的季节对我们每个人都非同寻常。
But this year for Thanksgiving is going to be a special one.
刚才祷告的时候说，我们在顺境当中感恩比较容易，在逆境当中感恩似乎比较困难。
Earlier in our prayer, we did pray that it is much easier oftentimes to give thanks when things are going our way, but much harder when things are not.
我们反复说2020年实在是不平静。
So we said that while 2020 has been a year of unrest,
一件接一件的苦难。
An event of pain and suffering after another.
但是今天我们要特别的感谢赞美我们的主我们的神。
Today we want to especially give thanks to our God, our Lord.
在这样的逆境当中，今天我们聚集在一起，不管是在现场还是在网络上面。
That even though we still face plentiful of challenges, we are able to gather whether in person or online.
我们要差派我们分堂的弟兄姊妹出去。来为主拓展他的国度。
They were going to commission the church plant team in the expansion of God's kingdom.
下个礼拜天，我们华人福音教会凯瑞堂就将开始第一次的主日崇拜。
So next Sunday we're going for the Carey site or Carey campus. We're going to begin our very first service.
下个礼拜我们仍然是联合的聚会。
So next Sunday is still going to be a combined for the Chinese congregation.
是凯瑞堂和我们本堂的中文堂通过网路大家一同来敬拜。
And that the Carey campus is going to have a simultaneous service together with us here.
我记得2001年神带领我和我太太到纽约上州的 Rochester.
So I remember in 2001 the Lord brought myself as well as my wife to upstate New York.
那时候神带我们去那里职堂，神的引领非常的清楚。
So the Lord was very clear in guiding us to go plant a church.
那么2001年我们开始有小组的聚会，从一个查经班到团契，然后到2003年的复活节开始第一次的主日崇拜。
So between 2001 and 2003, we have a small group Bible study, fellowship time, and in 2003, we began our first Sunday service.
第一次崇拜之前，我在主的面前迫切的祷告，求神赐下一节的经文。
That very first Sunday, I pleaded with the Lord to give me a verse.
不单是那一年，而是指引整个职堂的事工。
That it will not only be for that year, but it will be a guidance for the entire ministry of the church plant.
神赐下的是以赛亚书第37章，往下扎根，向上结果。
And it was given Isaiah 37, and it is to be rooted as well as to be fruitful.
在后来教会建造的年月当中，我们不断地回到这些经文当中，弟兄姊妹都说，真的是看到神的信实。
And when we look back upon those years of church growth, we see that God has been faithful to His word.
我们这是职堂的经文，神也已经早就为我们预备了。
And for the passage that should be our guidance, God has long prepared for us.
我们教会今年整个一年的主题叫做庄稼熟了。
That our theme for this year is, in fact, is time to harvest.
我知道我们同工们当时定下这一个主题的时候，就是预备我们今年要来职堂。
I do know that when we had first set this theme for as our annual theme, the coworkers had it in, had intent had the church plant in mind.
那时候我们还不知道有 COVID.
Although at that time we had no idea that there's such a thing called COVID.
不知道还有许许多多这些的沟沟坎坎、高高低低。
We don't know that there are going to be so many different pits and different depths that we have to traverse.
但是有一点我们知道，
But one thing we do know,
庄稼熟了没有变。
That time to harvest has not changed.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们首先来很快的做一个回顾。
And so let us take have a quick review.
我们来 review 啊，我们是 play with word， 我们叫做 Chinese Christian Mission Church。我们来看一看 Chinese Christian Mission 的。History.
And so we're going to take a look at Chinese Christian Mission history, a piggyback on our CCMC name.
我们知道 从主耶稣基督到使徒福音在一代人当中传到亚洲非洲欧洲。
We know that starting with Jesus Christ and the apostles through the generations, it did come to the gospel did come to Africa as well as to Asia.
教会历史上有传说，甚至多疑的多马啊 ，Saint Thomas， 他不单是把福音传到印度，有人说他甚至传到了中国。
And so by tradition, Thomas the apostle did bring the gospel to India, and some even said he brought it to China.
但是我们没有确切的证据。有的确切的证据是大秦景教流行中国碑。
But we do not have concrete evidence that that was done by Apostle Thomas. But what we do have as a concrete evidence is the seal and the Nestorian seal. Well, it's a Nestorian seal.
我们有来自陕西西安的弟兄姊妹或者去碑林看过景教碑吗
？So I don't know if there's anyone who's
from
Xi'an or has been there. If you've seen this Nestorian seal.
没关系，等一下就给弟兄姊妹来看一下。
So later on we could take a look.
然后我们很快到1583年，利玛窦入华和很多其他的汤若望啊，我不知道南怀仁啊，郎世宁这些的天主教的宣教士来到中国。
And starting in AD 1583, we see a whole group of Catholic missionaries who went into China.
然后因为我们新教历史上一些的原因以后我们会多讲直到1807年马礼逊入华第一位新教的宣教士来到中国
And the understanding of Protestantism began to enter into China in 1807 through Robert Morrison
然后进入上个世纪在1900年左右有三位华人教会史上的巨人他们先后的出生宋尚杰王明道尼特生
And so you see that we have three very prominent and pioneering leaders or preachers in the start of the 20th century with John Song, Wang Mingdao, and Watchman Nee.
华人教会终于开始了真正的三字，我们一定要加引号，这本来是一个西方宣教士所提出来的，今天已经被误用了。
And so with a very qualified understanding of what it means to be three selves,not the political form, but the original form that was coined by the foreign missionaries.
这是上个世纪的上半叶，然后上个世纪的下半叶，我们都知道华人教会、中国人教会经历了大逼迫和大复兴。
And so in the latter half of the 20th century, we know that the Chinese church underwent huge persecution as well as great revival.
然后到上个世纪从90年代开始在海外兴起了新一代的大陆人归主的福音运动
And starting in the 90s we start to see that there is a rise in a generational revival overseas with many Chinese coming to the Lord
但在那之前在北美美加各地我们知道已经有从港台来的弟兄姊妹他们做了许许多多福音的工作建立查经班团契教会等等
So we know that even before that, when mainland Chinese could enter into America and receive the gospel, much work has already been done by Chinese from Hong Kong as well as Taiwan to lay the groundwork in North America.
我这边有几张图片和弟兄姊妹们来分享。
So I have a few pictures to share with you.
本来是想讲一个阶段插一张图片，讲一个阶段插一张图片，但是我不会去调那个 PPT。所以我们就一起一张一张来看。
So previously I had intended to do alternating text with pictures, but I'm not very familiar with the PowerPoint. So here, just a whole collection of pictures.
09年的时候，我到中国去短宣。
In 2009, I went to China for a short-term mission.
本来没有要去西安。
西安 was not on the itinerary at that time.
但是我们教会。有一对弟兄姊妹他们的父亲在西安80多岁的高龄在那边做宣教士
But we do have the father of of one of the church members who is 80 over years old and is a missionary in 西安
这位老牧师我们可能有的弟兄姊妹知道或许黄长老知道扎大卫扎义坤牧师有人晓得吗
And so this preacher, Reverend Zha,
他是台湾校园团契的创始人。
That he is a founder of the campus ministry in Taiwan.
40年代的时候，当时大学生归主运动，他和滕进辉牧师等等很多的这些当时国内大学生，他们信靠主而且奉献自己。
In the 1940s, he was he played a pivotal role in calling many of those who were still students at that time to later became prominent leaders of the Chinese church.
50年代在台湾建立校园福音团契，直到今天。
And in the 50s in Taiwan, he established the campus fellowship, and all the way till today.
台湾、北美，包括世界各地，今天好多华人教会的领袖都是从校园福音团契出来的。
And so you see that many who are in Taiwan, many Christians who are in Taiwan or in North America, they have come from this particular ministry.
那扎师母在我们原来的教会，我从去神学院出来去服侍主职堂。扎老师母也给我和我太太很多的帮助和带领。
And Mrs. Zha provided myself as well as my wife plenty of help during our time in seminary school as well as when we stepped into ministry.
扎牧师看到在西北的西安这个地方实际上是一个大学城。
And so Reverend Zha could see that in the northwest part of Xi'an is a college campus or college town. Sorry.
那么他就住在那个地方，租一个公寓，每天晚上都有不同的学生团去到他这里来查经。
So he rented an apartment there and continuously welcomed people into his home, and they had Bible studies.
有一天同学们来敲门。
There was one night, one of the students came knocking at the door.
没人开门，听到里面有动静。
There was no sounds.
找了大楼的管理员把门打开。
And they opened the door to make sure that everything's all right.
扎老牧师蜷缩在厨房的角落里面动不了。
And they discovered that Reverend Zha was just huddled up in a corner in the kitchen and couldn't move.
严重的中风。
He had suffered a very serious stroke.
所以那次我回国，正好在这之前发生这件事情，我回国特别嘉义站去西安看望扎牧师。
So during that short-term mission, I made an additional leg to go to Xi'an to visit Reverend Zha.
同工们带我到医院里面。
The co-workers brought me to the hospital.
神的老仆人躺在病床上面。
We see that this elderly servant of the Lord was lying on the bed.
话已经讲不清楚。
And he was already a little slurry in his words.
他没有讲一个字关于他自己的病情。
He did not mention a single word on his own illness.
他知道我马上要到香港去有一个国内家庭教会传道人的一个培训会。
He knows that I was going immediately after this to Hong Kong for a training.
他说你去呼吁。
He said, go and call.
在西安这边有100万的学生。
That we have 1 million students here in Xi'an.
需要太多的宣教士来做主的工作。
That we need many, many, many missionaries to be here to do the Lord's work.
然后他就开始一个一个的数这些大陆背景到北美读书留学信主奉献的传道人的名字。
And he began to recount those students who have come overseas into America, who are from mainland China and have believed in the Lord and become leaders.
那一幕我永远忘不了。
It's forever ingrained in my mind, this particular scene that played out before me.
我们这些信了主的人。
For us who have believed the Lord.
我们真的是欠了福音的债。
We do owe the people the debt of the gospel.
80多岁的老仆人命都拼上。
That this 80-year-old elderly servant, he has fully given up his life.
在那里传福音。
So as to preach the gospel.
我们今天呢
？What of us today？
那次教会的一位传道人，很多教会他们都联合起来来照顾帮助神的老仆人。其中有个教会的牧者说：“我带你去看一看西安碑林。”我说：“没有时间，不需要。
”And so, many of the churches in the area did gather together to take care of this elderly Reverend Zha, and one of the preachers from the church said, hey, let me take a look at this seal. And I said, "Ah, there's not enough time. It's all right."
他说你肯定想去，那边有大型景交碑。
And said, "Well, I think you would want to go and take a look because there is an Astorian steel."
我说好，我去。
And said, "All right, I'll go."
我们就去了这个碑林。
And so we went.
看到这个图。
This is what we saw.
出来以后，发现实际上在门口有卖这个大型景教碑的这个拓片。
And so 拓片。
啊，这个啊 copy。
Oh, okay. We have a they sell imitations of the actual thing.
那我就买了很多回来给教会的家庭每个家庭一份。
So I bought many and I gave them to the families of the church.
我自己还留了一份。
And so I kept a copy for myself.
好吧，请学东长老来帮我一下。
If I could ask Elder Tennyson to come up. We'll stand right next to the banner for West Cary campus. Picture moment.
就是这么大，这是拓片一比一的这个拓片，是神爱我们中国人的一个见证。谢谢，谢谢神。
That's a one-to-one replica of the Nestorian steel.
这两个人，左边的是利玛窦。
The one on the left, I do not know his.
Ritomasi, 天主教的宣教士。
The Catholic priest.
那么右边这一位，有人知道是谁吗？
Anyone knows who's the one on the right?
在今天的上海有一个很棒的一个区啊，市中心叫徐汇区，徐家汇，就是徐光启他们家，纪念他们家的。徐光启是明朝的宰相。
He is the
Prime Minister.
Prime Minister for the Qing Dynasty. Ming Dynasty.Ming Dynasty during that time.
徐光启就是利玛窦在信主的。
And so this person on the right, 徐光启, has a place that remembers the family in Hong Kong and was led to the Lord by this Catholic priest.
但是天主教在华传福音实际上时间不长。
Except that the Catholic mission in China did not last very long.
我们上次的布道会的时候啊，刘明辉牧师也有提到，本来清朝的皇帝还有写福音的诗，但后来因为其他原因，我们关于祭祖我们以后再说，就封禁了中国的边界。
Through trying times, in the end, it ended with the borders of China sealed off to mission work.
直到1807年，新教的第一位宣教士 Robert Morrison 来到中国。
Until all the way up till 1807, when Robert Morrison entered into China.
我们知道关于马礼逊，从人的角度来说，实际上他的服事不是很成功的。
So from the point of a human perspective, his ministry was not very successful, in fact.
一开始连中国的门都进不去。
At first, he was not even able to enter into China.
好几年以后带一个人信主。
And after many years, was finally able to lead one person to the Lord.
中国的文化，中国的社会，中国的政府完完全全是向福音紧紧地关着大门。
The door for the Chinese society, Chinese culture, as well as the Chinese government at that time was totally shut to the gospel.
马礼逊在去中国的 远洋轮船上面船长问他。
And so, while sailing towards China, the captain asked, Robert Morrison,
马里逊先生，你以为靠你自己这样一个微弱的力量能够让中国这样一个古老的国度向福音开门吗？
So the captain of the ship said, do you think that you on your own strength, you're able to open up the door and allow the gospel to enter into China?
马里逊的回答非常的有名。
Robert Morrison has a famed reply.
他说，我不能。
That I can't,
但是神能。
But God is able.
我们的奇妙的主真的借着这些忠心摆上的宣教士打开了中国福音的大门。
Our wondrous Lord used these faithful missionaries to open up the door to China.
梁发信主了，成为第一个华人的牧师。
And so we have the first Chinese pastor, by the name of Liang Fa.
中文的圣经被翻译出来了。
There was a translation of the Bible into Chinese.
越来越多的华人的教会在中国各地建立起来。
And more and more Chinese churches were built up.
到后来，我们有华人自己的、中国人自己的教会，传道人真正的开始自治、自养、自传。
Until we began to become self-sufficient and self-propagating in terms of within the cultural context of China.
这幅图案上面的人。弟兄姊妹可能应该知道是谁，对吗？
You might know who this drawing of this person of this portrait is.
宋尚杰，对。
This is Pastor John Song.
在美国芝加哥有一个惠顿学院。
We have Wheaton College in Chicago.
最有名的校友就是 Billy Graham， 格培里。
The most famous alumni or alumnus would be Billy Graham.
我们本地也有一个北卡，一个格培里的一个纪念馆，对吗
？And we also have a Billy Graham Library that remembers Pastor Billy Graham.
在 Wheaton 那边也有一个 Billy Graham Center.
And there's a Billy Graham Center in Wheaton College.
我去过两次，
I've been there twice.
最近一次去的时候，几年以前去的时候，当天。正好是格培里牧师回天家那一天。
The last time when I visited, it so happened that it was also during the passing of Pastor Billy Graham.
当天都完全没有计划，不知道的，这不是计划好的。
So it just so happened that I was there when on that very fateful day.
那天去的时候，很多人在那边献鲜花，很多人过来来缅怀。
And so there were many people who came.To lay down flowers to keep in remembrance of Pastor Billy Graham.
进入那个格培里中心有一个 rotunda， 有一个圆的那个大厅。
And so in that center there's a rotunda.
周围一圈有一个一个的长条的这个图画，就是教会历史上这些伟大的布道者。
And in between the columns you see these very long banners that has all the different portraits of the different leaders who are very prominent in the church history.
从使徒保罗开始。
Starting with Apostle Paul.
唯一的一个中国人就是这幅图画，就是宋尚杰。
And the only Chinese representative we'll see is John Song.
到了十九世纪下半叶，宣教士被赶出中国。
But in the latter half of the 20th century, missionaries were evicted out of China.
很多传道人被关进监狱。
There were many preachers who were locked up or imprisoned.
这里面的右边，王明道老先生。
And you see that this is Mr. 王明道。
为主坐牢二十三年半。
That he was imprisoned for the Lord for 23 and a half years.
最左边是袁向神老牧师。
And to the most left is Reverend 袁向神。
最右边是袁师母。
And to the most right is Mrs. Yuan.
我有去看望袁师母。
I've visited Mrs. Yuan.
每一位去看望她的弟兄姊妹。
Every person, every brother and sister who has visited her.
看到坐在轮椅上面这个瘦瘦小小的这样一个老太太。
We see her, this very tiny woman seated on a wheelchair.
我们好像是去看望人家。
It seems as if we are going to visit her.
回来以后就觉得被开了一场培灵会一样。
But at the end of it, it really seems like we've been spiritually nourished instead.
这是在血与火的考验当中，圣徒活生生的见证。
And these are living testimonies of saints who have lived through the trial by fire and water.
文革以后，这些老一辈在中国大地上带领起来一场大复兴。
After the Cultural Revolution, these previous generations of leaders, of Christian leaders, brought about a great revival.
许许多多人信主，以至于连美国的新闻记者都写了一本书叫《Jesus in Beijing》。
And so many, many people came to the Lord to the point that it caught the attention of American journalists who wrote the book Jesus in Beijing.
我们讲到海外。
Talking about being overseas or here.
从八九六四以后。
So after 1986.
很多的华人学人学者涌入到教会里面。
Many Chinese scholars began to flood into America.
我现在还记得我刚进入到教会当中的时候。
I remember when I first stepped into a church.
因为我爸爸出国之前，我爸爸跟我说，说有事情去教会，教会里人都是好人。
I remember before I left the country, my dad told me that, yeah, you should go to church because church is filled with good people.
那我在国内的时候已经开始慕道。
And so I was already seeking when I was in China.
所以到北美肯定我就想去是要去找教会的。
So by the time I arrived here in North America, I began to you know, look for a church.
进入到教会里面一看，好人不好人不知道，都是台湾人。
When I stepped into the church, I don't know if they are good people or not, but I do know that they are Taiwanese.
我常常做我这个见证，但是我发现他们真的是非常的有爱心啊。
This testimony I give often, and I would say over and over again, I was like, wow, they're really full of love.
我是生在中国，新中国长在红旗下。
I'm a new generation in China. I've grown up under the banner of the red flag.
虽然来到北美，脑海当中那个对敌斗争的弦绷得还是很紧。
So even though I've come to North America, but in my mind, a lot of these teachings I've received back in China, they're still very strong.
看到这些台湾人，我就想说，他们是不是国民党特务
？And so after I've seen these Chinese believers, I was wondering if they are special agents of the KMT.
后来，我们大家都纷纷信主了。
But batch after batch, we from China began to believe in the Lord.
大陆人引进教会。
Lots of mainland Chinese flocked into the church.
很多面向大陆人传福音的这个施工也开始起来。
And many of these ministries began to orient their direction towards these students.
神也呼召了一批的学人学者出来全职奉献来做传福音的工作。
God has also called out a group of scholars to become leaders to serve these students.
2008年在旧金山开这个我们一代人的见证这个福音特会。
In 2008, in San Francisco, there was this special conference that titled Us, This Generation.
300人，当时我也去参加了。
There were about 300 attendees, and I was one of them.
我是其中几乎是最年轻的一个。
I was one of the youngest.
也被算到这一代人当中去。
So somehow I was also grouped withThis generation.
现在这一代人已经都开始老了。
Most of this particular generation, it's an aging generation.
但是还有很多很多福音的工作。
But we have much gospel work still to be done.
我们做了这样一个简单的回顾，我们还有一个问题。
After this simple review, we still have a question.
在教会历史上，实际上一代一代的来传承。
That in the work of the church is always a legacy passed on from one generation to another.
下一代人在哪里？
Where's the next generation?
最近和牧养团一起，我们来祷告分享我们定下教会的使命。
And so the shepherding team did come together to pray, to consider, to think about what is the church mission.
其中我们教会使命当中 有一句就叫做代代相传。
And one of it, one of the components of this mission is such that there will be a legacy from generation to generation.
上个礼拜我们一起背诵的经文正好和这个相关。
The memory verse that we assigned last week is related to this.
我们一起来读一下吧。
Let us read this.
约书亚记十一章十五节，凡耶和华所吩咐摩西的，约书亚没有一样懈怠不行的。Joshua 11:15. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses. 现在福音的棒交在我们手里面了，弟兄姊妹们。
Now the baton of the gospel has now been handed to us.
以后有机会我们要再好好的来讲，代代相传。
In the future, we are going to press in on this notion that is going to be generation to generation.
但是我现在在这里可以和弟兄姊妹来分享。
But now I would also share it with you.
今天看北美的华人教会、西人教会，我们先不说。
And so let us look at the North American Church.
整个北美华人教会的状况。
Look at the state of the North American Chinese Church.
有的时候真的是让人担忧。
There is severe concerns.
有一个华人教会，
There is a Chinese church.
几十年，大概二三十年以前，
About 20-30 years ago，
他们从一个已经很老很老，人也很少的美国教会手里面，几乎是免费把他们的教堂接过来。
There was an aging American church that essentially handed over to this Chinese church, the building.
就在前不久。
Not too long ago.
这个华人教会
This Chinese church,
因为同样的原因
for the same reason,
把这个教堂几乎免费的给了一个西班牙语的教会
had to essentially gave a Spanish church the building for free.
老实跟弟兄姊妹讲
to tell you in full disclosure,
你可能听着觉得是夸张
After you hear this, you may think, oh, that's just an exaggeration.
想到在二十年以后的北美华人教会
But we are to think about what is to happen to the North American Chinese Church in 20 years' time.
有时候躺在床上睡不着觉
There are times where I'm on the bed and I can't fall asleep.
就在那祷告心中就难过
When I pray, there is a sorrow that comes, that wells up.
你可以说你是谁，我不过是一个小仆人而已。
Maybe we will say, well, who are we? We're just each and every one of us, we're just a lowly servant.
但是弟兄姊妹，福音的使命今天已经交在我们这一代人的手里面。
But brothers and sisters, the commission of the mission has been handed to us.
我们是不是还能够原原本本的、忠心的把这福音的真理再传递下去给下一代？
Are we able then to be faithful and to be true?Such that we will pass on the gospel to the next generation.
还是我们只是享受我们所得到的一切 quote unquote 福音的好处？
Or are we simply just enjoying the benefits or the good of the gospel that has been won for us?
过着舒适安逸的生活。
That we are living a comfortable life.
大家知道我们不传福音就有祸了。
But we do know that whenever we preach the gospel, trouble awaits.
现在多少教会已经开始老龄化或者进入前老龄化。
We see that there are many churches that have entered into either aging or pre-aging phase.
但是在教会外面却有那么多失丧的灵魂。
And yet outside of the church, there are many souls who are lost.
我这话可能有点重。
So maybe I am strong in my words.
有时候我就在想。
There are times where I think.
难道我们在北美，我们的华人教会要断送在我们这一代人的手上吗？
Is the future of are we the end to the North American Chinese Church?
如果这不够，我再多问一句话。
Perhaps that question of where's the next generation is not enough. Now I'm going to ask another question.
刚才我们看到西方宣教士把福音带到中国来。
We see that the Western missionaries brought the gospel to China.
他们到中国之前都是要写遗嘱的，大家知道。
And so if you did not already know, before they left their homes, they all wrote their will.
不像现在有飞机飞来飞去。
So it was unlike what we have today, where flights are easy, come by easy.
拼了命把福音传给我们。
They do give up their lives so that they could bring the gospel to us.
今天我们真的是得了福音的好处。
Today we have reaped the benefits of the gospel.
在这十三、十四亿人的这样一个国度。
But then in a place of billions of people.
号称八千万基督徒，甚至有人说是一亿的基督徒，有多少个华人宣教士？
But how many Chinese missionaries are there in a place that's even saying that there is a zero point?
我们北美华人教会的条件最好。
Well, we as a Chinese church, we have the best advantages in terms of preaching the gospel.
我们又有钱，我们又有知识，有学问，我们有自由，至少现在还有自由。
We have money, we have knowledge, we have freedom.
我们有多少个宣教士？
But how many missionaries do we have?
我们是 mission church.
We are a mission church.
我们做了多少 mission 的工作？
How much missional work have we done?
昨天晚上有姐妹到我家来领圣餐，拿圣餐。
There was a sister who came by to pick up the communion elements.
她说是不是这个印度人在过节？
Saying that, oh, are the Indians celebrating something?
我说是，好像听在外面噼里啪啦响，大家有没有听到？
So maybe some of you have heard some of the celebrations and it was indeed festive.
然后我探探头，我们那个街上面好多印度人都在那放那个花呀，那个，我也不知道是在做什么。
And so I was out and I saw many Indians in my neighborhood who were out on the streets and they were celebrating.
然后到网上一查，原来是他们叫排灯节。
And so after I got online, that's when I found out that, oh, yesterday was Diwali.
连着五天是他们最隆重的节日之一。
That this is a festivity that's going to last 5 days.
对他们来说，象征光明战胜黑暗。
And to them, it is it represents the triumph of light over darkness.
听着不错，你再仔细一看，是他们的那个偶像，他们的那个神，光明神战胜黑暗神。
And so on the surface, you might think, oh, that sounds great. And if you go further into the details, you know that they're talking about their God of light triumphing over the God of darkness.
宣教工厂无处不在。
We see that the harvest field is everywhere.
主耶稣说庄稼已经熟了，原文是庄稼已经发白了。
And so we see that in the original description of the field is that the grains have turned white, they are ripened.
因为当这个小麦的穗子的顶端一发白的时候，离这个最佳采收期就是一天到三天的时间。
And so when there is a harvest that is ready to be harvested, once you see the white come on,It's about a day to three before that happens.
所以当他说发白的时候，我们立刻要准备好，马上要去采收，要抓住这个机会。
And so when Jesus says it is already ready for harvest, then we have to be ready.
从2000年到2010年，我们今年又要做人口调查，十年一次。
And so we are having a census again. This is a calculation every 10 years.
在十年以前到2010年为止，十年当中我们北卡的亚洲人的人口增加了85%。
So about 10 years ago, between 2000 and 2010, there is a growth of 85% in terms of Asian American population.
整个美国南方最快，全美国排第三。
And so we are the fastest growing rate in the southern states, and we are the third fastest in the whole country.
不用说，大家也知道，主要的增长至少之一就是在我们北卡地区。
So we don't have to say much, but we do know that much of the growth does happen here in North Carolina.
而我们北卡，我们这个三角地区又集中在凯瑞，特别是西凯瑞。
And it's very specific to this triangle area, and within this triangle area, we see that it's also specific to the Cary region.
他们在等着我们把福音带给他们。
The souls are waiting for us to bring the gospel to them.
我在神学院读书的时候，有一次 chapel 听到一位宣教士分享一个真实的故事。
So, when I was in seminary school, I heard a sharing from a missionary.
一个宣教士到 菲律宾他们有很多的土著的部落到这个氏族当中去传福音。
And so this missionary went to the Philippines and went into one of the indigenous tribes.
整个一个部落在那里安安静静的听，听完以后大家都不说话，就等这个老族长讲话。
And so all the tribal members were listening intently and in silence. And after the preaching was over, they were still in silence waiting for this patriarch to speak.
老族长说太好了。
So this patriarch said, "This is wonderful."
我们要信耶稣。
We want to believe in Jesus.
宣教士在整个这一个部落村，这个整个村子都信了耶稣。
And so the missionary led the entire tribe to Christ.
啊，那你想，如果你是宣教士，高兴不高兴
？And when you think, coming from a point of view of a missionary, will you be happy? Will you rejoice or not?
欢喜快乐，荣耀归主，对不对
？You'd be such joy, you'd be such glory to God.
这时候，老族长又讲话了。
But at the same time, this patriarch began to speak again.
他说：“先生啊。”
Said Mister,
这福音太好了。
This gospel is wonderful.
你把神的爱，把耶稣带给我们。
That you brought God's love, you brought Jesus to us.
可是你怎么才来呀
？But why did you just come?
你怎么才来呀
？Why did you only arrive only now?
那指着是村口那些埋着死人的那个坟墓。
And at theEntry into the village is the cemetery for all those who have passed on.
他们怎么办啊
Like, what about them?
怎么才来啊
Why did you just come?
趁着还有机会
That we are to seize the opportunity.
我们赶快多做主工
That we are to do God's work.
虽然是疫情艰难不容易
Even though the pandemic does pose a very real challenge,
我知道很多地方本来有的职堂的计划，怎么因为疫情都要延缓。
I do know that there are many places, even though they also had plans to plant churches, they too had to slow down their plans because of the pandemic.
也可以理解，弟兄姊妹可以理解。
It's very understandable.
但是另一方面，这个时候更是让我看到这个紧迫感。
Yeah, at the same time, it does instill in us a sense of urgency.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
感动我们去凯瑞的弟兄姊妹们。
That he has moved these brothers and sisters to go into West Cary.
回应神的呼召说我们来了。
That they are responding to God's calling to say we're coming.
我们先来听我们诗班昨天录好的第二首的献诗。我在这里唱。
And now let's give ear to the second song that the choir is going to present to us. Here I am standing.
我们也把荣耀归给主。
I want to thank the brothers and sisters of the choir, and we want to give all glory to God.
下面我要请我们西凯瑞团契的同工弟兄姊妹到台上来。
Now I'd like to invite the West Cary Christian Fellowship to come up.
我也请利弗长老还有三位牧师还有我们三位要为大家来远距离的按手祝福，因为现在 COVID 我没有办法把手按在他们身上。
And we're going to pray for them. We're going to symbolically lay our hands on them.
台上面也可以，我们这边台上也可以。我想这样，我们请所有的弟兄们，你们在台上分开，然后我们三位，我们三位的站，我们来为他们站。
Let's pray before our Lord.
大家愿意，我们都可以把我们的手伸出来。
If you could reach out your hand.
最亲爱的主耶稣。
Our dear Jesus.
我们一切的福分、恩典都是从你而来。
All our blessings, all the grace is from you.
天父，你这样的爱我们。
Oh Father, you love us.
把你自己的独生爱子差到人间。
But that you've given your only begotten Son to us.
让他成为一个宣教士。
That he is to be a missionary.
主，我们领受你的恩典，代代相传。
That we have received your grace from generation to generation.
今天我们得到了永生的福气。
Today we have received this blessing of eternal life.
但是我们也彼此提醒，我们真的欠了福音的债。
But that we also are reminded that we do owe others the debt of the
gospel.
Oh Jesus, Lord, you've given us so much. Lord, we come before you today. The church. We say we will repay the debt of the gospel.
主，我们差派不单是我们这一群的弟兄姊妹要到西凯瑞去执堂。
That we are not only sending these group of brothers and sisters to West Cary to plant a church.
我们整个的教会在您面前说。
But that us together as a church, we say.
我们在执堂的圣工上有份。
That on this sacred work of a church plant, we are also a participant.
我们在普世宣教的工作上有份。
That we are to be part of this global mission work.
我们在拯救灵魂的工作上有份。
That we are to be part of this ministry to rescue souls.
我们今天差派我们这群可爱的弟兄姊妹们到前方来为主征战。
We do send these brothers and sisters to the front line. These adorable brothers and sisters to the front line.
我们的教会大家庭，每一个人都是他们坚强的后盾。
That each of us in the back line, we are to be strong for them.
我们手牵手，心连心。
That we are to be connected, we are hand in hand, heart in heart.
来宣告耶稣基督的得胜。
That we proclaim the triumph of Jesus Christ.
哦主啊，他们在前方来为主打仗的时候。
Oh Lord, as they battle for you in the front line.
我们在这里迫切地为他们祷告。
We pray urgently for them.
我们参与到他们的事工当中去。
That as we are involved in their ministry.
我们出钱出力。
That we all be able to give in terms of finances, in terms of strength.
因为我们在主里面是一个家里的人。
But we know that in the Lord we are one family.
我们是同一个战壕当中的战友。
That we are the same comrades in the same trench.
主啊，不管是高峰低谷、顺境逆境。
That no matter if it is the peaks or the valleys, whether it is easy or not easy going.
你的恩典一定够他们用。
Lord, your grace is sufficient for them.
你的恩典一定够我们用。
Your grace is sufficient for us.
主啊，让我们建立这个教会是为荣耀主你自己的圣名。
Oh Lord, may we know that as we establish this church, it is for your glory.
让我们这一班同工们携手同心。
We pray that this group of co-workers will be united in their efforts.
胜过恶者一切的攻击和诡计。
That it will triumph over all kinds of deceptions of the evil one.
并且得胜有余。
And that they will be abundant in their victory.
领人归主。
That they will lead people to the Lord.
建造门徒。
That they will make disciples.
让教会日益的兴旺。
That the church will grow in strength.
成为一个真正的宣教的教会。
To be truly a church that is missional.
也愿我们 CCMC 不是只执政一个堂而已。
And we pray that CCMC will not only plan this one church.
让我们能够为主建立更多的教会。
That will, for your name's sake,
抢救灵魂。
That we will rescue.
让我不单只是向华人传福音而已。
That will snatch souls and not just the Chinese.
让各个族裔的人都能够听到福音。
But that all ethnic groups will hear your gospel.
从我们的骨肉亲人同胞开始。
But it, though it starts with our kinsmen.
主啊，你使用我们。
Lord, may you use us.
我们在这里。
Lord, we are here.
请差遣我们。
Please send us.
我们在这里，感谢主差遣我们。
Here we stand. We thank you for sending us.
主你的恩典与我们同在。
Lord, your grace is with us.
你的胜利我们要高举。
We are going to uplift your victory.
救恩的旗帜我们高举。
That we are going to uplift your banner.
你永远不变的圣经真理，我们高举。
That we are going to lift up high the truth that is unchanging.
断不敢有一点的改变。
That we dare not change it.
直到主再来的那一天。
Until the day that Lord you return.
奉耶稣基督的名。
By the name of Jesus Christ.
阿门，阿门。谢赞美主，大家听起。
Praise the Lord. He said.
弟兄姊妹们，回到座位上，谢谢大家。请学童长老来代表学童长老代表弟兄姊妹们，职场弟兄姊妹分享几句。我们大家请坐，谢谢。
今天确实是一个很特别的日子。
Today is indeed a special day.
因为我想我们在教会里面讨论这个商量讨论这个职堂的事工至少已经有好多年了。
We do know that it's been years, this church plan has been years in discussion.
刚才牧师给我们回顾了这个福音传到中国的这个历史。
So earlier we've been given a review of how the gospel went to China.
所以可以简短的跟大家介绍一下我们这个职堂的历史。
And so I could give you a brief review of the history for our church plant.
今年2020年是我们成立这个西凯瑞团契，就我们以前叫彩虹小组的十周年。
This year is in fact the 10th anniversary of the West Cary Christian Fellowship, which formerly the Rainbow Group.
所以这个职堂呢，其实我想用三个感动来作为总结。
So with this church plan, I would like to share with you there were these three moving points in the life.
动是一样的动，但感是不一样的感。
So this is a Chinese pun, and I need to find out later what those exact words are. But to be moved, but something maybe with courage.
第一个感动就是我们心里面有感动，就是我们去成立这个西凯瑞团契的时候，我们就有这种感动。有没有看到？实在是有很多的华人、印度人、亚洲人搬到 Seacary 的这个地方。
So the first movement is in fact truly that the heart was moved because we saw that there were many in West Cary that there was a growing population and we want to reach out to them.
所以我们成立这个小组的时候，我们心里面就有感动，是要成立教会的。
So when the WCCF was first formed, we had that.Aim to be a church plant.
但是我们都有这种感动。
We all were impressed to do such.
也有很多次我们都想要动了。
And there were oftentimes we wanted to step out.
但是却没有感动，就是勇敢的感。
But at the same time, we dare not move out.
因为有很多的事情的发生。
Because there were many things that happened in between.
好像每次我们马上就要采取行动的时候，又有一些特别的事情发生。
It seems as if every time we're ready to step out, some events will come in, and hijack that desire.
其实或许也是我们心里面的信心不够。
But perhaps that's due to our lack of faith.
就一直没有动起来。
And so we've never really moved.
没有感动。
So we didn't dare to move.
但这一次虽然是形势还是很不好。
So even though this time around the situation is also not quite favorable.
但这次我们觉得是被感动了，被神感动了，就是感激的感。
That this time around we are daring to move and we are moved, but that movement comes from an gratitude to God.
还记得有一次我们在这个职堂小组开会的时候。
I remember that having once during our church plan meeting.
当时一切的进展好像都是不利的。
It seems that all factors were against this idea of church plant at this time.
同工们也有一些沮丧。
And there was the coworkers were discouraged.
所以我们就在讨论说，我们向神求个印证吧，看神给我们什么样的印证，让我们可以重新启动这个职堂的事工。
And so we, one of us said, how about we ask the Lord for a sign to give us a sign to say that this is something that we need to move forward with.
当时我们给神开出的条件啊，就是我们求的一个印证。
And so at that time, the petition that we laid out before God was this.
就是我们母堂找到主任牧师，然后在西凯瑞那个团契那里，我们在当中有五位的慕道的朋友信主。
And the what we put out was one that we will have a lead pastor, and two that there will be five souls will be saved within the because of the work of the small group.
我们当时信心还不是很够，我们说或者吧，就是。找到主任牧师，或者有五位弟兄姊妹信主。
So at that time, we asked out of a deficiency in our faith, and so it wasn't a one and two, it's a one or two.
要知道那个时候是冯牧师刚刚第一次来到我们这以后，他回去以后，他告诉我们说他不会来了，他要去加州了。
And so that the first time it was, well, that was when Reverend Fung came and visited, he did say, well, I won't be coming here because I'm going over to California.
所以那个我们要找到主任牧师，我们已经找了好几年了，现在又是八字没一撇。
So it seems as if condition one is going to not be fulfilled.
而且当时我们这个小组里面一个慕道的朋友都没有。
And at that time we had no seekers at all in the small group.
我们去找谁来带他们信主呢
？So who are we going to seek out to bring them to the Lord?
但是我们看到神一步一步的带领我们。
But we do see that the Lord does guide us step by step.
我们的主任牧师来了。
And so we now have our lead pastor.
我想我们这个或者，就是或者的条件已经成立了，对不对？已经是一个很大的印证。
So one of the two that we've asked has already been fulfilled.
在今天早上我在开车过来的时候，我突然想起来参加过我们小组查经，后来又信主的，刚好是五位。
And as I was on my way over.From home, I was thinking, wow, it is exactly five people who have now come to the Lord because of their involvement with the small group.
这个不包括以前的，就是我们向神开出了这个印证的这个请求的时候，有一些是我们直接我们小组里面带他信主的，有一些是他们来参加我们的小组聚会了几次以后，在其他地方信主的。
So there have been exactly five since we put out that petition before the Lord. There were others.Who came to the Lord, but they were either with other small groups at that time, or it was before lifting of this petition.
所以我们还有没有借口？
So we are without excuse.
神赶着我们要去职堂。
God is pressing us to move out.
我们被赶了就动。
And so we've been steered.
所以这是一个，就是说是经历神的这样的一个经历。
So this is an experience of experiencing God.
那今后我们会很舍不得大家。
Of course, we will miss everyone.
但是我们还是一家人。
At the same time, we know we're still one family.
我们还经常会一起举办活动。
And that we'll still have combined events together.
我们在主里面一同来长进。
That we'll grow together in the Lord.
他必兴旺，我也兴旺。
That He is going to increase, and we are also going to increase.
这是说教会的事工。
In terms of the ministry of the work of the church.
对，所以我们彼此代祷。
So let's pray for one another.
就像刚才牧师讲的，我们这个只是我们所现在看到的去值得一个堂。
So right now, this is the one church plan that we're seeing.
将来以后还有许多的这样的职堂的事工。
Hopefully in the future we'll see more.
让我们能够把这个信仰代代相传。
That we will pass on this faith from one generation to another.
对，愿神祝福我们这两边的教会。
May the Lord bless both campuses.
也让我们保持这个传福音的心智。
And that both congregations will continue to have this heart to spread the gospel.
让我们也真正能够继续的看到庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
That we will see that it is time to harvest.
愿神祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
刚才诗班的第一首献诗啊，因为效果不是太好，我们同工们现在会再把诗班第一首献诗再播放一遍啊，我们怀着祷告的心来聆听诗班献诗之后，我们一起来领圣餐。
So we're going to have another listen at the first song due to, you know, so that we can overcome that technical difficulty, and let's listen with a prayerful heart.
我们诗班弟兄姊妹这样美好的现实。
Once again, I want to give thanks for the brothers and sisters of the choir and for such a lovely dedication.
每个月我们会有一次教会弟兄姊妹一起来同心的领圣餐。
Once a month, we come together to receive the Lord's Supper.
今天的圣餐很特别。
The communion today is very special.
可能是未来一段时间，很长一段时间当中，我们唯一次大家一起来领圣餐。
Perhaps this will be the communion for a long time or foreseeable future that we are coming together as two congregations.
或许下一次是主许可，我们如果有教会退休会的时候，大家能够再一次来同心一起领圣餐。
Perhaps the next time, if the Lord willing, it will be over retreat.
但是像刚才雪东郎长老所讲的，我们仍然是一个大家庭。
But just as Elder Tennyson has said earlier, we are one family.
像今天祷告会的时候，我们国强弟兄所分享的。
Like what was shared by our deacon John today during prayer meeting.
我们在主里面仍然是互相为肢体。
That we are one in the family.
让我们预备我们的心。
Let us prepare our hearts.
使徒保罗说，我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的。
Apostle Paul did say that what I have imparted to you I've received from the Lord.
就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，举起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开，说这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Now the night that the Lord was betrayed, he prayed and took the bread, broke it and said, this is my body broken for you. Whenever you do this, do it in remembrance of me.
饭后主也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
In the same way, after the meal, he took the cup and said, this is the cup of the new covenant. It is you are to do this in remembrance of me.
你们每逢吃着饼喝着杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
That whenever we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, it is to proclaim the death of the Lord until he returns.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干饭主的身主的血了。
So whoever does not eat of the bread and cup in the manner fitting of the Lord, it is an offense to the body, to the blood.
人应当自己省察，然后吃着饼喝着杯。
That we are before we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are to be self-examining.
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是干饭主的身主的血了。
For if we are undiscerning and we do it in a manner that is unfitting to the Lord, then it will be an offense to his body, to his blood.
我们请两位服侍圣餐的执事到前面来。
If we can ask for the two deacons who are serving out the Holy Communion to come before.
让我们大家都一同在主的面前，我们来默祷、省察、认罪。
Let us come before the Lord in repentance and confession.
照着主的吩咐，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
By his promise, we know that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous, and he will cleanse us of all our sins.
等一下，我会请李松桥弟兄、李松桥执事为着饼献上祷告，请刘国强弟兄、刘国强执事为着杯献上祷告。
And so I'm also going to invite Deacon Song Qiao to pray for the bread and Deacon John to pray for the cup.
我们低头在主的面前。李丰桥弟兄为饼来祷告。
Let's pray for the bread.
亲爱的天父上帝，亲爱的主耶稣，
我们感谢你的救赎大爱。
Loving Father, as well as Jesus Christ our Lord, we thank you for your great saving love.
在我们还在做罪人的时候，你走向十字架，破碎了自己的身体，开通了进入至圣所的那条道路。
That while we're still sinners, you walked toward the cross such that your body was broken, and you opened the way for us to enter into the Holy of Holies.
主啊，我们求主你祝福这饼，这本是你的身体，为我们舍的。
Oh Lord, may you bless this bread, for this is your body that has been established for us.
求你的身体融入我们的身体，你的生命进入我们的生命，你的圣灵充满我们的心灵。
That your body be ours, that your life is infused, in ours, and that your spirit will be dwelling in us.
求主你祝福我们 CCMC 的所有弟兄姊妹。
May you bless all the brothers and sisters of CCMC.
让我们满有你的荣光和形象。
That we will be full of your image and your glory.
求主你洁净我们，祝福我们，带领我们，能够成为你福音的管道。
May you bless us, cleanse us, and bless us.Such that we will be channels of your gospel.
在我们软弱的时候，求主你赐给我们力量；在我们彷徨的时候，求主你赐给我们亮光。
That when we are weak, you give us strength, and when we are at a loss for direction, that you be the light to our path.
我们这样的感恩、赞美、祈求、祷告，是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
This prayer and praise we lift up in the name.The holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 我们请郭强弟兄准备来祷告。
亲爱的父神，感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord God, we thank you and praise you.
你赐给恩典给我们。
That you've given us grace.
让我们来赴你的宴席。
That we can attend your feast.
以你的宝血。
That by your precious blood.
洗净我们众人的罪
that you have cleansed our sins
洗净我自己的罪
that you have cleansed each and every individual's sins
主啊我们怀着感恩的心来到你的面前
Lord we bring before you a heart of thanksgiving
求圣灵时常充满我们
Holy Spirit may you fill us
让我们在爱中连接
that we are connected and joined in love
使我们圣洁因你是圣洁的
That we are holy because you are holy.
让我们在主里合一。
That we will be one in the Lord.
祷告奉靠我主耶稣得胜的名求。
But this prayer is in the name of our Lord, victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 我们如果是在网路上面敬拜的弟兄姊妹，现在你就可以继续请安静默祷。在音乐声中当中啊，我们来等候。我们在现场的弟兄姊妹，在国展弟兄国展执事，他会来指挥大家啊。因为我们今天的人比较多，他会告诉大家这个顺序。我们一位一位的上来，来拿着饼和杯啊。我们在领饼杯的时候，来聆听一首曲子，叫《我们跪在主面前》，同擘饼。我知道国内教会好多弟兄姊妹，他们领圣餐的时候都是跪在主的面前，流着泪。带领着饼杯，我代表我们的会众，代表我们教会，我会跪在主的面前。
So for brothers and sisters who are meeting online, you can continue in the quiet meditation, as well as in the elements with you. For those who are present, we'll wait for Deacon Casey's instructions, to come up and collect the elements in an orderly fashion.And we are also going to listen to a piece that's to kneel before the Lord, which is something that the brothers and sisters in China does often with tears streaking down their faces. And I'm going to be a representative for us to kneel before the Lord. So we have four zones, zone 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll come up by zone and do follow the arrows. Do also sanitize your hands as well as follow the arrows to move out into the cafeteria before returning, making a return trip back into the sanctuary.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们可以先把上面一层软软的薄膜轻轻揭开，把饼取出来，好不好？请大家我们一起起立。这片无酵饼象征主圣洁的身体，为你我破碎，我们怀着感恩的心来领用。
This wafer represents the body of our Lord broken for us.
他是主。
He is Lord.
His Lord. risen from the dead, he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
请轻轻地揭开这个 tab， 慢慢的，慢慢的，不要撒。小心，轻轻揭开 tab， 这杯中的葡萄汁象征我们主圣洁的宝血为你我流出，我们同心来领用。
The grape juice represents the precious blood that has been bled for us. Let us drink of it.
He is Lord.
He is Lord, He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
最后我们一起来唱，你是主， You are Lord.
你是主，你是主，你是胜过死亡又复活的主，万膝当跪拜，万口当承认，耶稣基督是主。
May all the children of God say, Amen, Amen.
所有神的子民说 Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
啊，抱歉，刚才诗歌的你是主的这个歌词我给同工们给晚了啊，所以。没有打出来，不过我们多唱几遍，大家可能就能够啊、背得下来。
Yeah, apologize that、the lyrics was not shown for his word.
Let's continue the sermon, the second part of the sermon.、
we are going to continue the second half of the sermon.
Somehow I just feel、my English is very poor, you know, broken English, but I just feel you know, our English brothers and sisters are with us.So it's not fair for them, you know, for a two-hour long service, always listen to Chinese first. Let me try to use English.
因为我们在场的有英文堂的弟兄姐妹，所以我总觉得如果他们整个两个钟头都是要听国语讲道的话，然后英语翻译，这对他们来说不是一个很公平的事情。
The fields are white for harvest.
所以我们看见庄稼熟了。
Sometimes we always think that there's still time, there's still time.
所以有时候我们讲说还有时间，还有时间。
But God is telling us the time is now.
可是上帝告诉我们说现在就是时机了。
In 1817, in Chicago, there's a great church and a great preacher by the name D.L. Moody.
在1817年的时候，芝加哥有这么一位著名的讲员，他叫做穆迪。
And on Sunday, October 8th, Dale Moody, like his regular schedule, was preaching at his church at the evening service.
那在一个傍晚的一个聚会当中，穆迪牧师他照常的去到教会。
He's an evangelist, and he always gives out the gospel.
他是一个布道家，所以他每次传道的时候，一定是会宣讲福音。
At that night, it's like the same. His preaching very powerfully and giving out the gospel.
那一天晚上，同样的，他继续以大能大力来宣告福音。
And at the end of service, somehow he felt that he's not going to give an altar call that night.
可是那一天晚上，他有心中有感动，说不会做一个宣召。
So he spoke to the congregation. There's a lot of seekers present.
所以他告诉许多的在场的长辈们。
He said, "I'm not going to give you an invitation tonight, but come back next Sunday."
他说，那今天晚上我不给你们 我就不会做一个宣召，那下个礼拜你再来吧。
You heard the gospel.
你已经听到福音了。
You have 1 week go back to think about it.
你有这样一个星期的时间，你可以去思考。
And come back next week. I hope you are going to make a decision to follow Christ.
然后你可以做一个决定，希望说下个礼拜回来的时候，你就已经愿意来跟随耶稣。
And after his words, the bell ring.
他说话，他话才刚说完。就听到有钟声响起。
The Great Fire of Chicago started.
那芝加哥大火就在那时候也就开始了。
People start to spread out.
那
dispersed.
大家都开始慌张的逃跑。
And we knew that this rapidly spreading fire killed approximately 300 individuals.
那我们知道从历史的记载知道说共有300个人在那样一个迅速蔓延的这个大火当中丧命。
And destroyed roughly 3.3 square miles of Chicago.
并且使得芝加哥绝大部分的地区受到严重的破坏。
And left over 100,000 residents homeless.
并且有超过100,000的居民变成无家可归。
If you visit Chicago downtown today,
如果你今天去芝加哥的那个市中心的话
，People will tell you the only standing building is a firehouse. There's a stone firehouse stand there, the only building left.
他们说，就其实所有的建筑物都被烧尽了，只剩下这么样一个算救火局，它是用石头所建造的一个建筑，依旧是屹立着。
And after this incident.
经过这件事件
，Chicago is changed.
整个芝加哥进入了一个改变。
If today you go to Chicago, you know that it's a modern-day architecture's dreamland to test out their new design.
那这样说，芝加哥变成了今天很多建筑师很喜欢的一个尝试新设计的一个地方。
And D.L. Moody has changed.
穆迪自己本身他也经历了他自己的改变。
Since then, he always shared with people. He said, "I'm not going to let people to wait another week anymore."
他说，我从此以后我不会让人再继续就有这样一个星期的时间去做等待。
The fields are white.
他说，这庄稼已经熟了。
And the time is now.
这时机也就是现在。
Today's message and our church theme, the fields white.
今天的信息以及我们教会今年的主题
，It's not just for the CCMC Carey，
不单单只是为了凯瑞堂
，It's for all of us， is that right？
也是为了我们所有每一个人，不正是这样吗
？We cannot say the fields in Carey are white。
我们不能单单只说哦，在西凯瑞的这样一个合场已经熟了。
How about Durham？
可是那德汉呢？
How about Chapel Hill?
那教堂山呢?
The entire triangle area.
那三角区呢?
And how about North Carolina and America?
那北卡呢? 那美国呢?
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们,
just like just now we shared.
就像刚才我们所分享的,
The Lord gave us a mission.
主赐予我们这样一个使命,
To spread the gospel.
要宣告福音,
To every nation.
给万国万邦
to every individual
给每一个人
if COVID-19
如果新冠疫情
can give us some benefit
能够给我们任何一点的优势或好处的话
it's a reminder
是一个提醒
that every moment people are dying
也就是在每个时刻都会有灵魂失丧
Remember the video in Wuhan, Hebei province?
我们可以回想一个有关武汉，就河北武汉的一个视频。
I remember in February, you know, people including myself, we were really scared. People walking on the street and suddenly they fell down and die.
我们记得说，就是在二月的时候，我们其实开始感到有一种惊慌恐惧，因为就看到视频里面有人走着走着就倒了，就死了。
And how long?Are we going to wait to share the gospel?
那我们难道还要等待来传福音吗？
And I really hope and I pray.
我这样的祈求祷告。
The speed of all Christians spreading the gospel can be as fast as the germ in the virus spread, COVID-19.
我们传福音的速度，就正如这一个新冠疫情的蔓延的速度一样快。
Or,
甚至
at least,
至少
like in this world, the sin spreading into people's hearts and lives.
至少是比美罪在人生命中蔓延的速度。
And the Bible says, 趁着现在还有机会。
在圣经里面所讲到的是 the time is now.
When we still have this opportunity,
当我们还有这样的一个机会的时候，
tell the good news,
宣告这样一个好消息
to people around us.
对于我们周遭的人，
it's not like every Chinese in the community already heard the gospel.
也不见得说我们在群体里面每一个华人都已经知道听见了福音。
It's not like everyone that comes to America and not automatically they heard the gospel, no matter Indian, Spanish, or people from other nationality.
也不管你是西班牙人、印度人，也不是说你一进入美国你就马上会听见福音。
The task is given to you and me.
这传福音的任务是交给了你和我。
And I believe, most likely, we don't have much time left.
那我自己本身相信很可能我们其实没有剩多少时间。
You know, this is Justice Samuel Alito, one of the Supreme Court Justices.
那我们可以看到大法院的其中一个法官，就是 Samuel Alito 法官。
Recently he gave a very powerful speech at the Federalist Society.
他最近做了一个非常强而有力的演讲。
He's a devoted Christian.
他是一个基督徒。
And he's a conservative judge.
他也是一个偏保守派思维的一个大法官
，which means he's loyal to the Constitution。
也就是说，他其实是遵守着我们宪法。
宪法。
Thank you.
And he said in America right now。
他说在美国，也就是现在
，a lot of freedom are in jeopardy。
有许多的自由其实已经面临了危机。
Freedom of speech。
包括了言论上的自由
academic freedom、
甚至是学术上的自由
and religious freedom
以及宗教上的自由
right now in America、
现在的美国
if you are still true to your belief to Christianity, to the Bible
如果你还是忠于圣经还是、忠于基督教信仰
and you speak out what you believe you speak out your valueThe traditional value rooted in the Bible.
可是如果你宣告这样一个传统的一个价值观的时候
，because of political correctness.
可是因为有这样一个所谓政治正确的一个气氛
，very likely you are going to be persecuted here or there.
不管你是在这里或那里，你应该很容易的会面对这样一个逼迫。
It's already happening.
而且这已经开始发生了。
And the Supreme Court Justice is giving out the warning.
而这样的一个大法官已经开始发出了这样一个呼吁警告。
Before long in America,
不需多时，在美国
，will be like in Canada or even worse Europe.
我们很可能就会转向现在加拿大的一个现况，甚至是像欧洲的这样一个光景。
And I've shared with brothers and sisters.
那我已经有跟弟兄姐妹们分享。
Including last Friday a Duke Fellowship.
包括和杜克团契。
In my previous church, we have a brother who changed his job and worked in Germany.
我在之前服侍的教会有一位弟兄，他现在是在德国工作。
And you know, Germany, they have their national church, which is Lutheran church. They have their national religion.
那在德国的话，他们有路德会作为他们的国教。
But sadly, the church is not true to the gospel and the Bible anymore.
可是其实在德国的路德会已经不忠于圣经，不忠于福音。
And my brother told me,
我这样一位弟兄告诉我
the only reason we can still preach the true gospel and preach every word in the Bible.
他说我们之所以还能够宣告圣经里的每一个每一字每一句
It's because we are a Chinese church and we use Chinese language, and the Germans they don't understand.
是因为我们是华人教会，我们所宣告的管道是用华语，所以德国人听不懂。
If we use their language and then they understand that we are preaching against sin.
那如果我们是用德语的话，而且并且我们所做出的宣告是针对罪的话，
the church will be in huge trouble.
那教会其实会陷入一个很大的窘境。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，
Since we still have this opportunity,
我们既然还有这样的一个机会，
compared to this speaking freely preach the gospel,
相对来说我们还有这样的一个自由能够宣告福音，
be bold,
那我们要胆敢，
and go out,
我们要出去，
and bring people to Christ,
我们要领人归主，
bring them into church,
带他们进入教会，
to the saving knowledge of Jesus.
能够进入这样一个能够拯救他们灵魂对于主耶稣基督的认识。
And in this year,
今年
if we can draw conclusion, something else, another conclusion,
今年或许我们也可以有得到另外一个结论。
We can see that this world is definitely not the world of Christ.
我们可以看见说这个世界确实不是基督的世界。
It's more and more sinful.
是越来越有罪恶。
It's in a bigger and bigger mess.
是越来越混乱，
and people are in hell.
而我们身在地狱中。
Now, let's look another verse in the Bible.
让我们来看圣经里面的另外一段经文。
Our church theme is 庄稼熟了。
我们教会的主题是庄稼熟了， time to harvest.
I don't know if you realize that in John chapter 4, you know, the same passage we just read at the beginning.
我不知道说在座的你们知不知道就是我们在约翰福音刚开始念的时候。
Actually, it says, 庄稼已经熟了。
在那里所说的是庄稼已经熟了。The fields are already white.
There's two words difference.
可是那里确实有两种两个文字上的差异。
But here in the book of Joel,
可是在约珥书
，the exact same four word in Chinese appeared.
我们可以看见说，在中文的翻译当中，约珥书跟这约翰福音里面是用同样的一个形容。
But it's a warning.
是一个警告。
Oftentimes we think.The harvest is white, then go spread the gospel and let bring people to the Lord. Yes.
很多时候我们想说确实是田里已经发白了，那我们就去传福音。
But read at this passage.
可是我们在看这样一个经文的时候，
The imminent judgment.
已经临近的这样一个审判，
And doomsday.
以及末日，
It's closer and closer.
是越来越接近了。
Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe.
开镰吧，因为庄稼熟了。
Come, go down.
践踏吧。
For the wine press is full, and the vats overflow.
因为酒渣满了，酒池看不见，酒坛酒池满溢。
For their wickedness is great.
他们的罪恶甚大。
And here the Lord put the harvest is ripe.Together with the wine press is full, and then said, their wickedness, their sin is great.
我们这里看见说主有一个对或者说经文里面有一个对比，一方面说庄稼熟了，另外一面说这酒池已经满溢。
And I believe that's a vivid description of the world right now.
这对于世界是一个再清楚不过的一个形容。
And then at the end, for the sake of time, I'm only going to read the highlighted. But the Lord will be a shelter for His people and the strength of the children of Israel.
那如果我们看约珥书第三章十六节的后半段的话，我们看见说，耶和华却要做他百姓的避难所，做以色列人的保障。
The judgment of the Lord is coming, but also He gives a wonderful promise.
虽然说他的审判临到。可是耶和华也给了我们这样的一个应许，也就是他本身会是我们的避难所。
But I dare not to say.
可是我不胆敢这么说。
Okay, I have a shelter.
我既然已经有了一个避难所，一个保障。
The judgment is coming, I know.
那既然可虽然说审判将来到。
And I'm going to be fine.
可是我将会是安然无益的。
No, we are going to answer the Lord.
可是我们还是要向耶稣做向主做一个呈报。
Where are the other souls?
那其他的灵魂呢？
And we're not only harvesting, we're sowing.
我们不单单只是要收割，我们其实也有撒种。
And we work together.
我们是一同来做这工。
Just now we read John 4, verse 35 and 36.
那刚才我们念的是第35、36节。
And 36 says, both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together.
这里约翰福音四章三十六节里面讲到说，那撒种跟收割的是一同快乐。
And there's two verses following.
然后我们看见说，在两节之后
，For in this the saying is true, one sow and another reaps.
说这样的话是可信的，但是有人收，有人撒种，有人收割。
And when we harvest,
当我们去收割的时候
，Oftentimes